passage. We'll see from this passage the disciples were fearful and that they would drown. Afraid of the circumstances. What did Jesus do and say to allay these fears? And what does it tell us about him? And what was their reaction of the disciples? And as we think about these things, it'll help us to think, well, how should I respond to what Jesus has done and said here? This is one of the passages in Mark's Gospel where Jesus is showing who he is to the people. They need to understand this. They need to see who this is. I mean, the question is there is, who is this? And this is what Jesus is showing to them. Really, Jesus sets up a test of the disciples' faith by planning a boat trip. Now, this would be second nature to the fishermen amongst them. But this storm blows up, which must have been something else, because they're fearful for their very lives. Now, they let their circumstances focus their attention rather than remembering who they had with them in the boat, rather than trusting in what Jesus wanted them to learn from this experience. I mean, sometimes we get into difficulties, don't we, because of our own sin, of our own foolishness. But at other times, God might lead us into challenging places to test our faith. In the disciples' panic, they utter a very cruel challenge to Jesus. Don't you care if we drown? Fancy saying that. This here was the one who loved them so much that he came from heaven to this earth, not just to walk amongst them and talk to them, show them how to live, but ultimately to die for them, to pay the ultimate sacrifice so that they could have peace with God. They didn't grasp that yet. And people don't until they realize, until the Holy Spirit convicts of sin and you realize, I need to trust Christ because how else can I be forgiven? They didn't realize that yet, but such a cruel question, such a faithless question. And this was the whole point. This is what Jesus wanted them to understand. Who am I? Why am I here? What is it? How do you need to respond to me? They also didn't believe his word either, because remember he'd said, let us go over to the other side. So surely, if Jesus had said, we're going to the other side, they weren't going to finish in a watery grave in the middle of the lake, were they? So another test of their faith. Did they really trust that if they're in the boat with Jesus, whatever happens, he will get them to the other side, to where they want to be? Jesus gets up, rebukes the wind and the waves, quiet, be still. He just speaks a word. Now, wind can drop quickly, but huge great waves like that, it takes time for that to settle down. I used to teach physics and, you know, there's a lot of inertia, in water. It doesn't settle easily quickly. But instantly there was calm. Something miraculous happened. The men could see this while they were terrified. But then he gives a mild rebuke to the disciples. Look at the verse 40. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? So this is all about fear and faith. Fear in circumstances or faith in Christ. See, if we focus on the circumstances, we will be afraid when things happen to us. If we've forgotten that Jesus, who is in the boat with you, that's if you are in the boat, as it were, with Jesus. If we forget that, we can be very fearful, can't we? Fearful of what's going to happen in the future, fearful of the diagnosis that we're going to get, fear of our health, fear of our family, fear of this world, whatever's going on. We can be very fearful. But the question was, verse 41, who is this? Because of this miracle that they'd seen. Even the wind and the waves obey him. For a brief moment, they saw the majesty, power, and glory of Jesus revealed. It's a bit like sailors in a storm. You know, the wind, it's dark, the wind and the rain, and they're heaving about, and all of a sudden there's a flash of lightning, and everything is illuminated, just for a second, a brief second, a moment. And this is the experience of the disciples here. For a moment, they'd taken Jesus into the boat, just as he was, but now, with this stilling of the storm, they actually saw who he was, that he was the Lord of creation. The Bible said he was there at the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing was made that was made without the Lord Jesus being there. He was the Lord of creation of this whole world. And now he shows that he's still the Lord of creation by calming the waves and stilling the storm. Their reaction, they were terrified. I'm sure you would have been, wouldn't you, when you see something so miraculous suddenly happen. They were terrified because they didn't yet realize who Jesus was. See, the stilling of the natural storm raised a spiritual storm in their lives. And the question for us is, how will you respond when the storms of life seem to threaten even life itself? What will you do? Will you blame God for your troubles? Are you even in the same boat as Jesus? Have you trusted him as your Lord and Savior so that you can be sure that whatever happens to you, the Lord knows. The Lord is in control. The Lord has his hand upon you. He promises to be with you right to the end of the age. He will mean that, and he does that because he committed his life. He died so that you and I could have peace with him and that we could be with him until, as it were, we get to the other side, whatever that is, whether that's death itself. We know that he will be there because that's what he's done. He's gone before us, as it were. Every test and trial, every storm in life is another opportunity for you to see the glory of Jesus Christ and discover his power in your life. We haven't got time to go into it, but next chapter, there's the incident with Jairus' daughter. Remember, she was ill, point of death. Will you come he comes to Jesus, asks Jesus to come. My daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she'll be healed and live. So Jesus went with him. And there's the issue with the woman, they stopped, and Jairus says, let's go. And then the worst thing happens. They say, your daughter is dead. And what they say to him, ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe. That's chapter 5, verse 36, if you want to see it. Don't be afraid, just believe. That's what Jairus had to do, and he saw again the miracle of his daughter raised to life, to show Jesus had power over death, even death itself. The question for us is, do we trust Jesus for whatever happens in our lives? Do we trust him because we have faith and trust in him as our Lord and Savior? If we do, then we can trust him whatever happens. We need not be afraid of circumstances, whatever happens in our life, because we have faith in the Creator, faith in the Lord of salvation, faith in the one who had the power over nature, power over death, power over disease, power over evil, the incident of the healing of the demoniac. This is the Lord and Savior that we worship and that we trust in for whatever life brings to us. Well, it's not what life brings to us, it's what God puts in our path. Let's pray. Father God, we praise and thank you for this account of who the Lord Jesus is, what he could do, his power, his might and his majesty. Lord, we do confess that many times we are fearful of events, things in our lives, things that happen to us, things that we're unsure of in the future. Lord, there are many things that would cause us trouble and concern. Father God, give us the faith to believe that you know about these things even before they happen. Give us a faith to believe that you love us and you would never bring us to the point where we're lost. Lord God, help us to keep trusting you, to keep depending on you, not to be afraid, but to know that a loving God, a loving hand is upon us in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your word this day, and we pray you continue to help us to praise you, however we're able to, in our homes, in our places of work and witness and service, in our neighbourhood. Lord God, help us to give you the glory in our lives, for Jesus' sake. Amen.